essentially, this is another area that reggae doesn't get the credit it deserves. The first guy who did rap, mixing turntables, he was a Jamaican named Kool Herc. No one talks enough about him. And the first 12 inches were in Jamaica that I'm playing because it would keep people out on the dance floor longer so they could rub-a-dub with their best gal, which would make them thirsty and they'd have to buy more drinks. True story. And of course, that translated quite nicely when dance became big in 70s discos and such. So once again, reggae music leads the way.